Sun.
Welcome. This is your host, Arjang Abraham Zendadel. If you've ever contemplated or studied the human body, you realize what a miracle it truly is. For example, do you know that your body has been designed with an intricate, delicate internal network that cleanses your every cell all the time? What if you could stimulate your own body and this amazing network to promote your own healing, reduce pain, improve sleep, boost your immune system, relieve stress, and more? My guest today will teach us how to access the wisdom within our own bodies to heal. Specifically, we'll experience how to effectively, easily, and gently use the healing power of touch. My guest is Marcy Javril, board-certified practitioner of therapeutic massage and bodywork with major expertise in lymphatic massage. She has more than three decades of experience as a massage and creative movement therapist, wellness consultant, educator, and speaker. Marcy is the innovator of the Melting Touch Method and the author of the book, Feel Like Yourself Again, How to Heal and Recover from Your Injury, Surgery, and Illness. She has taught hundreds of health professionals, worked with over 1,000 post-surgical patients referred by doctors, and supported countless other people too in their healing journey. Welcome to the show, Marcy. So nice to have you.
So great to be here and see you again. It's been a while.
Absolutely. I've done many lymphatic massages with you. You're amazing. Thank you for all the work that you've done in the past with me. I really appreciate it. So it's great to connect to you in this modality, which is different from ways we've connected in the past. So thank you again for being on the show. Good. So Marcy, question for you is, would you please share with us about your personal health journey, how you got to today?
I think the most important thing to remember about my health journey is that I was born in 51. That makes me 71 this year.
Wow, that's amazing. Beautiful.
And when I was in my 20s, it was the 70s.
Uh-huh.
So it was sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And I tried it all.
Okay.
I did it all.
Okay.
And at the end of my toxic 20s, I decided to get sober and get clean. And I met a health professional named Lauren Berry, who was an orthopedic massage therapist. And he taught me all about the body and how to clean things. And I started cleansing my liver and really cleaning up my act. Hmm. But I do want to say the lymphatic system, the reason I was so attracted to it was when I was studying with Lauren, I was coughing. And I would, and he'd, who's interrupting me, you know? And I'd be like, and he goes, drain that girl. And I was like, drain me?
What? It sounds like squeezing you, right? Squeezing
you and drain you. And so he sent me to the sauna for 10 minutes. And then somebody did this lymph drain to me for my lungs. And I did that twice a day for 3 days in a row. And I didn't have bronchitis anymore. And I never got it again.
Wow. How long did you have that for, that cough?
I had had chronic bronchitis every year, sometimes 2 to 6 weeks, had to take antibiotics, had to do all the, you know, cough syrup and all that. I had that for about probably 6 or 7 years, probably from hashish.
Okay.
But yeah, okay. I wasn't doing any of those drugs anymore, but my lungs were still suffering.
Yeah.
The lymph drain that I learned from Lauren Berry, which is different than what you might learn from the Vater system. Mm-hmm. That's very popular, manual lymphatic drainage from the Vater system. I learned that one too. But the basis of mine is for the mucus in the body, because that's what's going to go down to the colon. Mm. That's what I learned mostly about, is not just how to get the internal shower, like you said at the beginning, that internal shower of the lymph fluid moving through, cleansing and bringing back good nutrients, but also to push out the waste elimination processes. And that is what I do now. And that's why my work is a little bit different than just plain lymph drainage.
Interesting. Very cool. Thank you for sharing that. I've heard you talk about the importance of trusting yourself and your body's abilities to heal. Would you please share with us about that?
Oh, well, you know, people get on my table and every once in a while they'll, or, oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. Oh, I had to move. And I said, no, it's okay. Your body is actually signaling you. And I want to see every little thing that you're doing because it's talking to me. So they shrug their shoulder. Maybe I need to put attention there. One of the things I notice the most is when people scratch their nose.
Yeah.
And if you know anything about the acupuncture meridians, you know that the governing and the central meridians come together at the roof of the mouth. When you put the tip of your tongue on the roof of your mouth, you connect those two meridians. So I get the feeling that people are connecting their two meridians when they scratch their nose. Like they're trying, the body is always trying to balance itself. So when you have a pain and you, oh, what do? You slap it, you compress it, you kind of cringe about it. Your body knows already what to do. Oh, you scratch your head when there's an itch. Well, it stimulates. Yeah.
So you're saying, interesting, this is so fascinating. So you're saying when we scratch ourselves, it's not just random things happening. There's actually some wisdom there. So you're actually stimulating your acupressure system or your meridian system, your energy system, your nervous system, right?
Well, think about this. If again, if you know the acupuncture meridians, the head is the gallbladder meridian. And my teacher, Lauren Berry, always said that gallbladder is the captain of decision-making. Which if you think about it, people would get gallbladder disease or ulcers from making so many decisions like lawyers and doctors tend to. We remember that from maybe the past a little. And so the gallbladder meridian is all over the head. So you, when you're trying to contemplate what to do, guess what? You're stimulating the gallbladder, which is your decision-making system.
So scratching your head, attempting to decide what to do is actually stimulating a part
beneficial.
Of your system.
Yes.
That's so interesting. This is fascinating, right? Those of us who are listening. Yeah. So when we're scratching ourselves, it's actually simulating something. I always wondered, why do we itch, right? You know, like, what is the purpose of an itch? Is that because it's to get us to stimulate that part of our body? Do you think that's it?
Well, it's also if there's new blood coming in. So I am very sensitive, again, in an acupuncture treatment. So if they're putting in needles, maybe the needles are going in to my upper body, but I start to itch down in my feet. Right? Well, because new blood is coming there. Maybe that area was a little bit compressed or, you know, sedentary, and itching usually indicates new blood.
Interesting. So you're saying your body is communicating with you. It's important to tune into it. So how do we tune into it? Let's start with that as far as, you know, self-healing, because today is about how to use the healing power of touch. So how do we tune in? What do you suggest? Just listening? Like what do we do? What do you suggest practically?
Well, the power of touch, if you want to use your hands for that, the first thing we want to do is rub the hands and get them stimulated.
Okay.
And you can start just at the top of your head. And this would be the way you'd go through a progressive relaxation too. You might start with the top of your head and just slowly bring your hands down over your face and your hair and think about, what's going on in there? Is everything okay? Is it tense? Is it tight? Is it relaxed? And do the same thing down each arm. And bring your attention to your body by using your hand to stroke down the arms. And the same thing through the torso, and feel your breath in your lungs and bring it all the way down. Bring your hands down to your waistline and down to your hips. And if you're sitting like I am, you might be able to reach all the way down to your feet. And just in that minute of touching yourself and bringing your attention to your entire body system, I'll bet you found something.
So you're just tuning in. You're just quieting your mind and tuning in. And you're saying just tuning in itself, something may open up for you, reveal itself to you.
Absolutely. Especially if you've been very busy and bustling and looking at your list and answering the phone and the kids are here and now you got to change your clothes and now the laundry's done and da 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 da. Just take a minute. And this is also how I start my, I love taking power naps, 25, 30 minute naps.
Right.
And I start them with a progressive relaxation, which is a deep breathing technique. And it goes over the body a little bit more slowly than what I just described. But when you go down into a deep breath, this is important also for the lymphatic system, because the lymph system moves at the energy of the ocean, which is similar to the cerebral spinal fluid. It's a waltz and a lullaby. And if you're watching the video, you see me rocking back and forth. And if you're not watching a video, you could at least rock back and forth in your own chair right now, just from side to side. And if you're going fast, try slowing down a little, up and down a little. As you slow the pace of your body's rhythm, your breath slows down, your lymph starts to move, because your lymph and digestion and cerebral spinal fluid move the best during parasympathetic in the central nervous system.
Which is a relax state, right?
That's right. That's when you relax, rejuvenate, and eliminate.
Got it. Got it. Why don't we do what we just said? Because you mentioned it. Let's actually do it, right? So you mentioned, those of you who are listening, if you're not driving, you can do this. If you're driving, you can pull aside and do this. So you make sure you're safe. So you said, clap your hands together and rub, right? Create some heat and friction there.
And breathe into them and breathe in good intentions to do all for the best.
Okay, so we're rubbing our hands right now, creating some warmth. That feels good. And then go ahead, take us to the next step. So if you're listening, okay, rub your hands, create some warmth, and then.
Now bring the fingertips over to the center of your scalp, and right in the center of your head, let your fingertips drop and your palms drop down towards your ears. And let your whole hand rub down the sides of your face and down the sides of your neck, all the way down to your shoulders. And breathe. And then take one hand and go to the opposite shoulder and go all the way down the arm from the shoulder, past the elbow, and all the way to the hand, and relax. And then other side. Hand starts at the shoulder and rolls down softly through the elbow to the wrist and the fingertips. And deep breath in, and put both hands on your chest. And imagine that you're opening your chest with your fingers as you open your hands away from each other. And do that all through your chest. Hands together in the center, and open them out as you come to the sides and down to the belly. Hands together and open them out as you come to the sides. Breathe, and hands down next to your hips and your waistline. On each side of your waistline, follow your hips down your thighs to your knees. And if you can't quite reach them, at least wave at your legs and wave at your feet. Hello, feet. If you can, try to touch them. And relax. And bring your hands back to what we like to call namaste, which is palms together in front of the chest.
Okay, beautiful. So this is a way to just self-soothe and relax, right? How would you refer to this? It's a process to do what exactly?
If you use this also to do progressive relaxation, you can follow those same areas. And instead of just soothing, you can start by tensing. So instead of soothing, you can tense the whole head and then soothe it. And tense the whole arm and then soothe it. And so this would be something I learned long ago in theater, where you tense up each part, like really tense it up, and then you relax it. So if you are very hyper and this soothing is just too gentle for you right away, you might need something stronger. So that's why we could try it by tensing first and then soothing.
What does the tensing first do exactly, Marcy?
It engages all the muscles and helps to go then to the default, which is relaxation. So if a muscle is already tense or in hypertonic, the way to get it to relax is actually request more tension. And after that request, it'll go, okay, I'm done. And it'll go to default, which is relaxation.
Oh, interesting. Right?
I think it's, is that the PNF effect, I think?
I don't know what that means, PNF.
Proprioceptor. function. Yes, I think.
What is it again?
Proprioneuroceptor function.
Oh, that one. I knew that. Yeah. No, I didn't. Anyways, that's
tightening and tensing first and then the relaxation.
Right. So the idea is, so that's interesting. It seems counterintuitive, but you're saying tense up that part of the body and relax it. That could actually support deeper relaxation once you do it. All right. Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and taking us through the process. We're discussing today the healing power of touch. My guest is Marcy Javril, wellness educator, board certified massage therapist, innovator of the melting touch method, and author of the book, Feel Like Yourself Again. You're listening to A Time of Insight. We'll be right back. This is your host, Arjang Abraham Zendadel.
A time of insight.
Mattress Brothers Overstock Mattress Sale. Just $3.99 for a foam encased queen pillow top set. $3.99. Check out Mattress Brothers $3.99 Overstock Sale. Mattress Brothers at 120 West Redlands Boulevard in Redlands. The $3.99 Overstock Sale is on now. $3.99 for a foam encased queen pillow top set. Mattress Brothers also has locations in Hemet, Riverside, and Palm Desert. The $3.99 queen pillow top sale on now.
Take KMET 1490 AM with you everywhere you go by downloading our free smartphone apps found on the KMET website, KMET1490AM.com. You can also go to the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store on your phone to download the free app. Now you can listen live or play any of your favorite programmers' podcasts using your smartphone. Go to KMET1490AM.com and download your free phone app today.
A time of insight.
Welcome back. This is your host, Arjang Abraham Zendadel. Today we're discussing the healing power of touch. My guest is Marcy Javril, wellness educator, board certified massage therapist, innovator of the melting touch method, and author of the book, Feel Like Yourself Again. In the last segment, Marcy, you took us through a process of warming up our hands, you know, rubbing them together. It reminds me, I actually do this with my kids sometimes, and they love it. They're like, "Dad, do that thing you do." And then I put my hand on their face, and they go, "Oh, it's so nice." It's so I used to do that, especially when they were going to bed. I would do that and warm them up and soothe them. And so it's nice to do that. And it's interesting because we like being touched, of course, appropriately by the appropriate person. This is a beautiful experience that you took us through because we can actually do it to ourselves, right? We can actually soothe ourselves through our own touch. We don't have to just wait for someone else. Because sometimes people are starving to be touched, right? We know with babies, if they're not touched, it can have major traumatic effect on them. Right. I don't know if you've
researched that. Tiffany Field is the leader in that. And it's been proven over and over that even preemie babies, if they're touched enough, they grow much more efficiently and effectively. And it's over a longevity time. You know, it improves everything all the way up to going to college.
Interesting. So it has long-term effects. So, hey, we don't have to wait for someone else. We can actually use our own hands and soothe ourselves and relax our body, which you showed us, which is fantastic. Thank you for sharing about that. Now, you have studied a lot of different forms of massage. What are the different forms of massage?
I think most people think of the basic form as Swedish massage.
Yes.
It's rubbing the muscles and doing what we call effleurage and a little bit of deeper pressure to move muscles and to move waste out of the body. It tends to be about a medium touch and about a medium speed.
Yeah, now, I like Swedish massage. Yes. I like Swedish massage. It's very nice.
More of the standard. Now, yeah. If you take that same Swedish massage and you slow it down and you use not just your hands and your forearms, but you use more of your whole body and you flow with it and you're in a steam room, you're doing Lomi Lomi.
Lomi, and what is Lomi Lomi?
Lomi Lomi is a Hawaiian style massage that they've done for many, many years. And it uses the whole body and you're flowing with your whole body, more like a Tai Chi exercise while you're also massaging that person. Hmm. And you're usually in a steam room. I've had that done many times. It's wonderful, wonderful. So that's an extent, you can extend your awareness of what style of massage by thinking about that. On the other hand, if you take that same Swedish massage and you slow it down and you get it more gentle and you have a lighter touch and you move everything towards the heart, now you're doing lymphatic massage.
Mm. And we're going to get into lymphatic massage more. So, right. So don't go into it more because we're going to focus on that soon.
But so then if you take and you stop using oil and rubbing on the muscles and you perhaps even wear clothes and you use finger pressure over and over, you are probably doing shiatsu or acupressure.
Mm.
If you're doing that on the hands or the feet, that deep pressure with your finger or your thumb or a tool is reflexology.
Mm.
If you're doing very specific things that I learned in China, which are rubbing and scraping and pulling and tugging, you're doing tu ina, which is the Chinese form of massage.
Never heard of that one. Tu ina.
Tu ina. And then if you've got your clothes on and somebody is not just rubbing you, but they're kind of moving you and manipulating you, so they're taking your shoulder and rolling it over,
yeah,
and then stretching that arm, and then taking your leg and rolling it over and stretching, or maybe even putting their feet on your body. Now you're getting Thai massage from Thailand.
Wow. You're such a good teacher, right? It's so easy to understand. You're just connecting it all. I've actually never explored all the different forms of massage, understanding it. So it's very fascinating. All right, continue. You're doing great. So you got the Thai massage.
If you take some style of massage, and again, you don't even need to have your clothes off or use oil, and you're putting your hands very specifically, say for instance, one hand on each shoulder and taking a breath, and then one hand on each hip and taking a breath, and then maybe changing and putting one hand on the head and one hand on the belly. Now you're doing polarity massage. It's more body work.
Hmm.
And so when we start talking about massage, we forget that actually massage is really usually just sports and Swedish and things like that. But the broader category is body work.
Hmm.
So if you're doing very deep body work, and probably this would be nude and maybe not with any oil at all, and it might be rather painful and it might help some of the places that you had an accident, there's scarring or adhesions or imbalance, that would be Rolfing.
Yes.
We're one of Rolf's students now, Joseph Heller. Heller work is a little bit more integrative. Heller work took the Rolfing aspect of structural integration, which was basically trying to put the body back into its grid. And Judith Aston and Joseph Heller decided that there was much more to it than just plain physics, that metaphysics and emotions belong in with body work. And so the Heller work includes your soma, your emotions along with your body. And so then you can broaden your idea of what is massage by including things that are about your emotions.
Interesting. Now, Heller work also is gentler, right? I've done Rolfing. It's very painful. I don't like it. But Heller work is actually gentler. When I've done Heller work, it's actually gentler, smoother, correct? So I actually
met Joseph Heller years ago and worked on him.
Oh.
He called me into his room. We were at a conference in Santorini. In Lanzarote. And
Where is that?
Lanzarote is in the Canary Islands, this way back.
Okay.
And he called me into his room and he says, I have someplace I really need you to work on. And I said, oh, okay. And he started to unbuckle his pants. And I'm like, what? And he goes, I had a hernia operation. And I was like, okay. And so he had me work on the scar for his hernia operation because he knew that was
like under his abdomen, you mean, or where would that?
It was, yes. The hernia was way down by the hip bone. So yes, as he was pointing, I was thinking, oh dear. And then when I realized what he meant, I went, oh, okay, I get it.
Okay, very good. So just to be clear, and you mentioned before, you got to do it nude. You don't mean actually you're laying nude there fully. You get covered by a sheet or something.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes, okay. You're always covered by a sheet, but it's, you don't, like some of the bodyworks things I told you about, you can wear your clothes like Thai massage and shiatsu. You might be wearing a little pair of pajamas.
Right.
So yeah, and a lot of times they'll have you wear a Speedo or at least underpants.
Okay.
While you're getting some of these structural works too.
Gotcha. And then the rest of them, you can be nude, but you're under a sheet. So you're not fully nude, yes. To be clear.
No, okay. In good. The US, you are draped.
Okay. Got it. Very good.
In the thank US.
You, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. So those are the different forms of massage. And of course we have deep tissue, which is just, is that heavier Swedish, would you say? Or
yes, I'd say it's heavier and it's, you could also have ART, active resistance technique, which mm-hmm. is while they're pressing on a point, you're also actively moving away from that place. And that is very deep too. So deep tissue is a little broader of a category and there's a lot of different schools of thought.
Gotcha.
In the tissues.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. What is myofascial release?
So myofascial release has gotten way more tension lately because we realize now that the fascia is what's holding our entire bodily system together. Not really just the muscles and bones. The fascia is
What? Yeah.
It's your, you see this blouse I have on, it actually has two layers, right. One inside the other. And that is like your fascia. So your skin is here and the fascia is right inside of it. And what happens is the skin and the fascia slide on each other. Hmm. And the sliding needs lubrication. The fascia is, if you look at a piece of chicken and you see that little skin around the muscle, like on the thigh especially, and you kind of pull that off, that little clear, that's fascia. Every muscle, every cell is bundled in fascia. And fascia is the communication system for the brain, the nerves, and it's what conducts the lymphatic system and where all this fluid has to move. So the fascia is now what I like to call the onesie we are born with.
Interesting.
We are born with a onesie that has 600 pockets. And each one of those pockets is holding a muscle, and the structure of your muscles and the shape of how your body is sitting is because of your fascia, your onesie.
Hmm.
So you had a shoulder injury and you went and got a stitch in here and the stitches started to really pull and you had scar tissue and then your shoulder's starting to pull in. Well, guess what? It's not just here. But can you imagine that the sleeve on my blouse, if I'm tight up here, it changes the whole drape of my sleeve. Not only that, if I am tight up here, it changes the whole drape of my dress. So that the fascia, if it's been torn or scarred or stitched or adhered in any way, and even compression adhesions, like I've experienced from guys who've done a lot of sports, they'll get compression adhesions in their torso. And I'll be working on the body like, what is going on there? The fascia will be folded over and so tight and wrinkled that nothing is moving and the lymph can't move and the communication between the muscles can't move. So the fascia is super important.
Very good. So it helps to... When you open that up, it helps also the muscles to open up, the lymphatic, the nervous system, etc. Fascia sounds like inner skin. Is that an accurate term to use?
Yes, you could think of it that way. It's actually innervates everything. And
interesting. Okay.
Yeah, it's cool. Why we have a shape.
Good. So we learned there's a lot of different forms of massage, right? And they all have their uses. So let's go to a break. And then when we come back, we can discuss what the benefits are and especially focus on lymphatic massage, which is your major expertise. We are discussing the healing power of touch. My guest is Marcy Javril, wellness educator, board certified massage therapist, innovator of the melting touch method, and author of the book, Feel Like Yourself. Again, you're listening to A Time of Insight. This is your host, Arjang Abraham Zendadil.
A time of insight.
For all you truck and RV enthusiasts, Truckworks right here in Banning is your one-stop shop for the best diesel performance and overall truck and RV needs. Whether you're towing, racing, off-road, or just cruising around town, Truckworks specializes in truck and RV service, maintenance, repair, and performance upgrades for every light and medium-duty truck manufacturer. Bring it down to Terry and the guys at Truckworks. Call 951-922-4776 or visit their website at mydieseldown.com today.
Get up-to-the-minute forecast and temperatures for Beaumont, Banning, Redlands, Palm Springs, your community, national or international cities, on KMET's website, KMET1490AM.com. The station now features AccuWeather. AccuWeather offers weekend and extended forecast, along with the latest radar map and current conditions. AccuWeather on KMET1490AM.com. Log in every morning for your daily forecast.
Hello, listeners. This is Christopher from The Christopher Show. Hey, if you miss one of our shows here at KMET, don't worry about it. You can go to our webpage, and that's KMET1490AM.com. Go to the homepage, click on the SoundCloud tab, and hear any show anytime you want.
Insight.
Welcome back. This is your host, Arjang Abraham Zendadil. Today, we're discussing the healing power of touch. My guest is Marcy Javril, wellness educator, board certified massage therapist, innovator of the melting touch method, and author of the book, Feel Like Yourself Again. In the last segment, we spoke about different kinds of massage. What's the benefit of massage?
Massage is the way we can help balance and equalize all the systems in the body. When we use healing touch, we're actually helping the body go back to what I call its intrinsic gyroscope. Body is self-healing. Mm-hmm. And if it gets off balance, sometimes it just needs a little nudge. Our hands can offer that with the heat of our hands, the friction of our movement, and our loving intention. We can do so much to balance ourselves.
Interesting. And of course, it's for, you know, healing from injury, relaxation, reducing stress, all that stuff. And I'm sure it boosts the immune system, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wonderful. Great. All right. Now, your expertise, your major expertise is lymphatic massage. That's what you focus on. So let's go there. What is the lymphatic system? Let's start there.
I like to think of the lymphatic system as your internal invisible shower. It's the lymph is actually plasma from the blood, but it goes out of the blood at the capillary level and washes every cell. And as it's gathering all the gunk out of every cell in the body, it has to get returned back to the blood, gets returned back to the blood right here. But before it goes back to the blood, that plasma is now got extra protein, extra sugars, some kind of other waste, mucus, maybe bacteria, anything that is an invader in the body. So the lymph carries it all back through this over 1,000 lymph nodes all over the body. They're clustered behind the knee and the groin and the armpits and by the ears. And those clusters of lymph nodes all work by getting muscle contraction. And as your muscles contract, the lymph nodes contract and filter out all this stuff, sending everything to the waste elimination systems and bringing the clean plasma back to the blood. a little miracle in your own body, a gray water return system right there. So intelligent.
Like a septic system, right? Like getting rid of the waste, basically. So it's very critical. So what happens if it's not functioning well? The lymphatic system is maybe gooked up too much, right? It can be overwhelmed. Is that correct? What happens?
Absolutely. The first thing you'll notice when people say, oh, I feel bloated, bloated or inflamed or like puffy. That is excess water in the system and it's not being mobilized, probably because the heart moves the blood, but what moves the lymph? Muscle contraction. So while we're sleeping, the lymph isn't moving. While we're sitting at our desk, the lymph isn't moving. And the other thing that affects the lymph, because it is mostly water and our bodies are 60 to 80% water, gravity. Gravity is always pulling the lymph down to the earth. So if your feet are swollen, that's probably because they're always on the ground. Elevating your legs, as people know, if you've got something bleeding, what are you going to do? Immediately put your hand up. Or if you have a swollen hand, put your arm up in the air, because gravity is always pulling fluid down towards the earth.
So basically, if your lymph system is not working well, you can get inflamed, you can get bloated, right? Your lymph nodes can get swollen, correct?
Yes, and the first barrier to disease is your skin. The second barrier to disease is your lymph nodes. So there's 20% of your lymph nodes are right here by your face where all the orifices are, where things can get through the skin. But the third barrier to disease is fever. So if you start to get a little fever, that's because your lymph nodes are so activated and your immune system is so activated that now it's going to just try to burn those invaders out. Now, fever is the first thing that contraindicates lymphatic massage, because it means your lymph system is already overwhelmed. So that is a very important thing to remember. If you have an infection, an active infection, say in your teeth, or you've got an infection in your finger and now you feel it in your armpit, do not do lymph massage when there's an active infection.
Okay, because the fever is already showing you that the lymph system is already working overboard to get rid of everything. You made a good point about I'm sorry, go ahead.
The lymph system and the immune system need to win that battle before you ask it to do more. Because when you do lymph massage, you're actually accelerating the natural movement 10 times as fast as normal waking life.
Wow. So it really activates.
Later on, when we do lymph massage and we start to activate the lymph nodes, you'll see that that really can mobilize swelling right out of your body very quickly.
Interesting. So very good. So if you have a fever, don't do lymphatic massage. You made a good point. You said, let's say this again. The skin is the first line of defense. The lymph nodes are number two. They get rid of infection, disease, etc. And then the third is fever. So fever is actually the solution that your body brings to play to support, to kill the bacteria, virus, etc.
That's
right. Some level of fever is actually healthy if it's not extremely high, right? Up to what temperature would you say it's healthy to have a fever?
Well, you know, that's the other thing we've discovered, at least I did during this whole COVID thing. Everybody's body temperature, natural body temperature is different. It's not all 98.6.
Right.
My natural temperature is 97.
Right.
So if I'm at 99, I'm 2 degrees higher than normal. So I don't have a general temperature to tell you, but 5 degrees over your normal temperature is dangerous. And certainly in children, we really watch for that fever and, you know, and try to take it down quickly.
Yeah. Usually I've heard for children like 103, it can be up to 103 could be okay. Again, I'm not saying this is exact, right?
Exactly.
But the point is, some fever can actually be beneficial. So it's not good to just take a pill to get rid of the fever, because the fever is actually helping you, unless it's dangerously high. And that's something you can speak to your doctor about to see, you know, how much fever is appropriate and how much not. We don't want to just necessarily get rid of the fever just to be comfortable. So the lymph system is important for getting rid of the toxins, etc. And what does the lymph system look like when it's functioning well? So it's just, what do you look for?
You have good digestion, good sleep. When you get a cut or a sore or a cold, it goes away very quickly. When you cough, mucus comes out, it's clear. Mm. When you get on an airplane, your feet don't swell at the end of the trip. Like that. So things should be running really well, because remember, your waste elimination system, when I do a lymphosage, what you're going to do is you're going to have more pooping, more peeing, more breath coming out, more skin exfoliation, maybe expectoration, a lot of mucus coming out. And all of these things are your waste. There's six elimination pathways. And so they need to all be working well. If your skin is getting all mottled and it's a problem, take a look at the colon, because maybe the colon isn't working well. And now the skin is trying to take over for it.
Interesting. Ah, right. So if you have breakouts on your skin, it could be because you're, the rest of your body is plugged up. You don't need to just put stuff on it. See if you can.
That's right.
So would that help with acne? So if, right, cleansing detox could help with acne, right?
It can. Although acne, a lot of times we've discovered, is a hormone-based thing, especially for teenagers.
Right. So there's more
involved. And there's bacteria involved too, which has about cleansing. So, but
there's things involved.
If you're really cleansing well, and a lot of the lymphatic techniques I help people do to keep their lymph moving is like bouncing and steaming and swimming and dry skin brushing. Those are all going to stimulate the lymphatic system on a regular basis too.
Okay. So let's actually focus on that. How do we support our elimination system, our lymph system? So you just mentioned it. So first of all, bouncing, right? Like on a trampoline is really good, correct?
And I actually advocate getting one of those giant sports balls and bouncing on that. Put it in your living room, sit on the couch and put your feet on it and bounce your feet on it. And that's going to get your legs all going, right? And elevate them as well. And it's cheaper and it's safer. And when you're sitting on a ball, you're activating your pelvis. Most of us don't activate the pelvis well.
Okay.
So a trampoline is great, but you're standing up. So bouncing on a ball is even better, cheaper.
Interesting. And you said dry brushing, which I actually do. I think I probably learned it from you.
Dry skin brushing. Now there's two ways to use your dry skin brush. If you scrub really hard, that gets rid of skin. That's exfoliation.
Right.
But if you tickle yourself and move towards the heart, that helps the lymph move. Because remember, the lymph and the fascia and the skin are really delicately sliding on each other. And the lymph is part of the hydration of in the skin. And so if you push too hard, you collapse the pathway. Mm. So it has to be gentle.
Well, that's what I do every time before I shower. I take about a minute, minute and a half, and I brush my body and I move it all towards my heart.
Yay!
So that's something we can do. It's very quick and it actually feels really nice. So dry brushing is a great way to support your lymph system. Let's go to a break. And when we come back, I'd love to have you take us through a process of self-touch, self-massage that we could practice in our own lives. We are discussing the healing power of touch. My guest is Marcy Javril, wellness educator, board-certified massage therapist, innovator of the Melting Touch Method, and author of the book, Feel Like Yourself Again. We'll be right back with a time of insight. This is your host, Arjang Abraham Zendadel.
A time of insight.
Tried shipping a package lately? It's amazing how difficult and time-consuming it can be. Packing envelopes, boxes, second-day ground, next-day air, it's all enough to give you a headache. Next time, do yourself a favor. Go with the pros at the UPS store in Beaumont. They'll pack it right and let you know all your shipping options. You can also take care of everyday tasks like copies, faxing, notary services, and live scan fingerprinting. And while you're there, pay your Edison, gas company, and Verizon bills. Open extended hours Monday through Saturday. The UPS store in Beaumont, located in the Oak Valley Plaza at 1440 Beaumont Avenue. Call 951-769-5956. That's 951-769-5956. Online at the upsstorelocal.com/5027 or Google 5027.
A time of insight.
Welcome back. This is your host, Arjang Abraham Zendadel. Today, we're discussing the healing power of touch. My guest is Marcy Javril, wellness educator, board certified massage therapist, innovator of the Melting Touch Method, and author of the book, Feel Like Yourself Again. All right. So you are the innovator of the Melting Touch Method. Sounds very nice. Melting Touch Method. Yes. What is that exactly? How does that work?
How we melt the body is using lymph massage, we start to soften the fluid. Using myofascial release, we start to release that fascia. Using scar tissue softening, we really can open up any of the adhesions in there. And using cranial sacral balancing and cerebral spinal fluid movement, we can open up the skull and all of the brain and all of the lymph that lives around the head and the brain. And so I combine all of those together in the Melting Touch Method.
So you open up this skull. So it sounds like open brain surgery. You don't actually open.
She doesn't mean
you actually open up the skull and the brain. She means like relax it, I assume, right? Yes. To relax that area. Okay, just to be clear. What are they doing to you
now? No scissors, no scalpels.
I'm sorry?
No scissors, no scalpels.
Right. I can't believe with your hands you can do open brain surgery. No, I'm just playing. All right. All right. So let's go ahead and have you please share with us how we can do a self-facial, right? Self-facial sounds really nice. So if you're listening, Marcy is going to take us through a process of doing a facial on ourselves. And if you're driving, don't do this to yourself. You can pull aside and do it. Or if you're not driving and you're in a safe place, then go for it. All right. So what do we do? Self-facial.
Well, let's start again by rubbing our hands together and putting some energy into our breath. And think lovely thoughts and have the intention to only do good.
Okay.
Now take your fingertips and put your fingertips right on top of your collarbone, all your fingertips with your little finger under your chin, and then your thumb goes out towards the shoulder. So your fingertips are all fitting right on top of the collarbone. And I'd like you to just bounce gently up and down. So here's the rhythm of bouncing up and down. Bounce, relax, relax, bounce, relax, relax. Bounce, relax, relax. How much bouncing is it? Oh, not much. Bounce, relax, relax. Maybe a half an inch, right? So what are you doing? You're pulling the skin. You should feel the skin pulling down a little bit from your chin because you're dragging the skin of the neck down towards the collarbone. Now, as you drag those down, we do what I call butterfly circles. Do you remember butterfly circles when you were a kid? Butterfly kisses when you were a kid, you take your eyelashes and somebody with your eyelashes. That's how light we're going to do these circles. So your fingertips are still right above the clavicle, the collarbone, but now you're doing tiny little circles that I call butterfly circles because they're very, very gentle. Gentle and moving around in a waltz rhythm. So don't move around like you're a clock. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two. No, move like you're a waltz machine. Two and waltz around. Two. Now take your fingertips and move up your neck just a little bit towards your ears, maybe an inch. And now do that same little circling we did. And you're stretching the skin. So you're actually doing a little bit of myofascial release as well as because you're stretching the skin, you're mobilizing the lymph fluid between it and around and around. Now we're going to walk upwards a little bit more towards the ears, and fingertips are right under the ears and going in this little tiny circle around and around and around. Now take your fingers and put two fingers in front of your ear and two fingers behind your ear, and see that little V that your ear is sitting in. Now your hands are folded right around the most important part of your jaw and your neck. And now you're going to do that little circle you did with your fingertips, but now with your whole palm. So now you're going to move the skin of your jaw and your neck and your face. And you should feel like you're almost moving your ears. In fact, start to move your ears. Move your ears as you're moving the skin of your neck. And now take your fingers and rub your ears all over, from the rim all the way down, from the top of the rim down to the bottom of the earlobe where your earrings would be, and rub the earlobe. And now take.
And we know, by the way, the ear is a lot of acupuncture points. It actually connects your whole body.
We're doing reflexology right now for our entire body. So rub as much of the ear as you can, put your fingertips inside the ear, and move all around and get that whole ear, and do what I call cauliflower ear, which is you push the whole ear flat against the head and you push it up against the skull, and you take the top and push it down and take the bottom and push it up. And now take your fingers and get a good hold on your ear. And we're going to do what I call Dumbo ears. So you're pulling your ears out away from your cheekbones, and slowly pull on your ears. And what you're doing is you're pulling directly out and then pull directly down as well. So you're going out and down at the same time. And the reason I call it Dumbo ears is because do your ears hang low, do they wobble, do it fall?
Yeah. And this this actually reminds you of, you know, like, what is it? Not a facial, but facelift, right? They usually pull the skin that way.
We will be doing fake facelift, but right now we're just doing Dumbo ears, which is pulling out on the ears. And you probably feel that in your eustachian tube. You should, because your ears are connected to your sinuses.
Interesting.
That really helps to mobilize this entire channel, this very important channel. So let's just go down.
Beautiful. I'd love to continue, Marcy, but time-wise, I want to just move forward to the last couple of stuff and wrap it up. Otherwise, we'd love to do a much longer self-massage, self-lymphatic massage with you. Of course, you can go to a massage therapist like Marcy and have them take care of you.
The ears, and then you do the face towards the ears, then you will get the entire lymph system moving in the head.
So what do you do? Say the last thing again.
So if you, once you've done the ears, you take your fingertips at the center of your face and move everything towards the ears and down the sides of the neck. Okay. Everything on your face goes from the center towards the sides and down the sides of your neck. So you've already opened up the passageways very thoroughly. If you've just done the ears, then all you need to do from there is very gentle touch from the center to the sides and down the sides of the neck.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. We also spoke about briefly that if the lymph system is blocked, it can affect your sleep, right? So how does that work briefly, and how do you deal with that for sleep issues?
Your lymph, if you're not sleeping well, sometimes it's because you're very congested. So I like to do a massage on the back of the head that's a little more stimulating. You can take, and you can either tap, or you can rub, or you can take a little vibrating toy and put it behind your head and really stimulate, because the back of your head is usually where your sinuses get all congested. And if there's not good breathing and you can't get enough through your nostrils and your open mouth breathing, sometimes that keeps you from sleeping well. So usually tension and sinus mucus in the head is why you're not sleeping well.
So stimulating the back, so So stimulating the back of the head can actually open that up and release that. Yes. Thank you so much. I know there's so much more we can discuss, things that you can share with us. We really appreciate your wisdom and sharing with us. So is there a website that people can reach you? Please share with the audience.
Well, just come see my name, Marci Javril, MarciJav, like Victor, RIL, MarciJavril.com. Okay. And you can find me on YouTube. I have lots of self-care videos that you can walk through. I have one that's my favorite called The Best Head Massage You'll Ever Get or Give. And I go over Dumbo ears and Miss Piggy on the nostrils and fake facelift, all the fun things that you'll be able to do to give yourself a self-facial.
Beautiful. So again, the website is MarciJavril.com. That's MarciJavril.com. And Marci has written a book, which is called Feel Like Yourself Again. You can go to her website to get information about the book. She's also the innovator of the Melting Touch Method, and she's a wellness educator. Thank you so much, Marci, for being on the show. We really appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure. Nice to see you again. Thank you for all the wonderful work you're doing.
Of course. Thank you. And thank you, Jesse Sanchez, our technician today. Thank you to my wife, Nicole, co-producer of this show. You can connect with me, Arjang, at dreammality.com. That's dreammality.com. Again, dreammality.com. Let's end with a quote by an unknown author, but it's a great quote. It says, "An empty lantern provides no light. Self-care is the fuel that allows your light to shine brightly." Mm. Be well and God bless.
A time of insight.